Fest Live. We are launching into hour number two of the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Rolling right back into your phone calls, we go to Dan in Texas. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Greetings from the great state of Texas, gentlemen.
Hey, Dan, what's on your mind?
I just am amazed at the amount of people that are calling in. A lot of it's political. A lot of it has other focuses on it. But what I'm curious about is, have either one of you guys been told or have you heard anything about the fact that the Pentagon has ordered a number of bunker buster type bombs with a directive that they be ready for deployment by the end of April?
No, I have not heard this. And you're talking about deploying them in Iraq or Iran or where?
Getting ready to use them in Iran.
Oh, boy.
Yes,
no,
sir.
This is not news I have come across.
At current, war drills are underway in Israel. They're doing the thing where they're playing like nuclear bombs hit certain parts of different cities, and they're doing mass evacuations and stuff, using the nuke suits, the gas mask, and so forth. And even Ehud Barak over there is saying that something huge is about to happen. Now then, Dick Cheney ordered the Abraham Lincoln Strike Force to sting to the Persian Gulf immediately some days ago.
So, I'm surprised it's not there with the Iraq conflict going. I'm surprised it's not there already.
Well, there's a lot. There's always there've been saber rattling going on for a while now in this Iran thing, and many people have predicted that something will go down before the election this year. And it sounds like if what you're saying is true, and I have no reason to disbelieve you, then it sounds like things are kind of gearing up, which of course is bad news for freedom.
Yes, sir. And in fact, the general rumor mill is saying they're going to hit them somewhere before the middle of the month in May.
Well, all I can do is hope that you're wrong at this point.
I'm just really disturbed, though, with the amount of callers calling into you, that there's not more people that are truly concerned about what is about to happen. And you know,
well, it may just be they didn't know. I mean, it may be that you know, this news was buried. It certainly hasn't been at the top of any headlines.
Yeah, it isn't getting the kind of play that the Iraq War did when we began that. I mean, you could tell we were going in. There was the threats
who's
were
we?
Made.
I didn't go anywhere.
Oh, God.
Well, get it right, Mark. You're talking collectivist speak, or you don't.
Okay, so I'm talking in collectivist speech.
All right.
We, the United States of America, there was plenty of talking going on before the Iraq conflict that, in fact, the United States was going to attack Iraq, and that's what happened.
I hope you're wrong, Dan. I hope you're wrong. Any other thoughts?
The part about the drills in Israel has been on the national news briefly, you know.
Yeah.
Very briefly.
I did hear about it, but...
Yeah, that's usually all that you get nowadays is, I mean... They don't even let you take pictures of the casket, so there's definitely a media lockdown on a lot of this war stuff, and I think it's absolutely outrageous, but again, all we can really do is watch and wait at this point and see what happens. I mean, I always recommend not paying taxes as sort of a way to starve the beast, but of course they can always print out their own money, so really that in the long run won't make a difference either. Thank you for the call tonight, Dan, and thank you for bringing that to our attention. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231, Mac in Georgia on the AMP line. Hello, Mac.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Two things. First of all, I got called up.
Called for what?
There's a very, very, very big training exercise from a State Guard unit. We're supporting Red Cross and a couple of other nonprofit organizations for disaster relief on top of about five or six National Guard units from about five or six states.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing, I'm trying to remember what the darn thing is. Oh, they're doing an exercise, earthquake, disaster relief exercise after a big earthquake.
Uh-huh.
Most people don't know, but the area that my unit is served is located on a big fault line.
In Georgia?
No, this is in South Carolina.
Oh, South Carolina. I didn't know they had fault lines. I guess there aren't very many earthquakes out east.
Yeah, it's a dormant fault line, but it's kind of like one of those 100-year things, 100, 200-year things, earthquake happens.
Gotcha.
And they got these National Guard units coming from about 5 or 6 different states, including South Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, and I can't remember the rest. They got United Way, Red Cross, the county emergency management that we'll be working with, in this case, Beaufort County, and a couple of organizations. I can't remember. I've been all night trying to remember.
Well, I'm sure you've been called out for training before. Why is this worth even talking about?
This is one of the bigger training. You can just think about how much it would cost.
Something unusual about this one.
Training for maybe 100, something that happens maybe 100, 200 years.
What is it that they're training you for anyway? I mean, what is it, locking people down and taking their guns away? That's what the National Guard did in the after the aftermath of Katrina.
In this case, disaster relief, but what really kind of got my curiosity is that they have a contingent of armed MPs from the South Carolina Army National Guard to quote-unquote guard this big exercise.
To guard the exercise?
Yeah.
Very strange. Very strange. So what else were you calling in about tonight?
I came across a site called Prosper.com, and the reason I'm bringing this up is that it's a site where you can sign up for loans, but you don't get loans to companies. You get loans to people who actually have portfolios on this particular website, and they bid to service your loan.
Oh, that's pretty cool. What size loans are we talking about? Like a home loan or just little loans, like a couple $1,000?
Personal loans and business loans are going to the site. I took a look at it this morning because I heard about it. I caught the tail end of a news story that was talking about it.
What was the site? Could you spell the site out? Just
Prosper, right?
Prosper?
Yeah, Prosper.
Oh, yeah. That's come up on the show before. And I think there's another one that's in competition with it. But essentially, as I understood it, it's kind of like microloans that are distributed across a whole bunch of people. So if you go in and you need to get a couple $1,000, it doesn't come from one person. It might come from, 20 people or 100 people or something like that, only loaning $5 or $10 out. That way their risk is very, very minimal. And, if they lose the money, then it's not so much of a big deal. And there's also reputation ratings that factor in. And it's very interesting in that individuals can actually participate in loaning money, and they make the percentage on it instead of some bank or something like that. It's the individual participants. It's very neat stuff. Mac, thank you for the call tonight.
Yeah, I wonder what the government going to say about it. They always got to put their hand into it.
Yeah, it seems like they've left it alone so far. Well, the good news is the government, it's slow. So the marketplace and especially the Internet can move so much faster than the government people can. I mean, the government people have been trying to figure out for years how to tax the Internet. But by the time they figure out a legitimate model for taxation, the Internet has changed to where the old model doesn't apply anymore. So, the government probably hasn't even figured this one out yet, Mac. Thank you for the call tonight, dude. We appreciate it as always. 800-259-9231. At some point, the technological advances are going to happen so quickly, and in fact, one could argue they already are. The technology is going to change so fast, government will never be able to catch up, and really, it's going to be at that point that we're really going to have to cut the strings and say, okay, no more need for this government stuff. Let's move ahead with freedom and in our lives.
Well, I would certainly, I'm all for freedom in our lives, but I remember at one point they were talking, I heard that they were going to tax emails. Well, now we get so many spam emails that
it's a rumor.
Yeah,
that's one of those forwarded emails.
That's why I didn't say they were talking about it. That's why I heard that they were going to tax emails. But now you get so many spam emails. Can you imagine if the government tried to go that way?
Again, all of this would require some major implementation at the ISP level. Mm-hmm. It's just... And also what you have going for the Internet has going for it is that it's already pretty free. And people like that level of freedom, and they don't really want to let it go. And there's a lot of liberty-minded people that are kind of behind the scenes in the tech world. A lot of tech people are liberty-minded, and so they put up a good fight whenever there's some new proposal on the table. That's why we haven't seen very much Internet regulation. Yeah, they want to ban... they want to ban Internet gambling, but they had to go through the banks in order to make that one work.
Yeah, they couldn't ban the sites. It didn't work.
Right. 800-259-9231. They can't touch the Pirate Bay, the pirate sites. You can't hit those guys. So if your website's on the Internet, it's pretty tough for the government to go after you. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
The Cynic says... I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a rice machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rice's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once-thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer, it's Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store online today.
Hey there, this is your radio talking.
Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your power needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican. Find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush-proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, SACL's CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us, including the wiki. Over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive and edit virtually anything that you see. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Have a good time.
Is another fad diet really the answer to losing your extra pounds? Are working out and eating right no longer helping you lose weight? If you can relate to that, then go read the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month and has kept it off. See actual before and after pictures and read his story at notfatanymore.com. Want to get off the fad diet roller coaster forever? Then check out notfatanymore.com.
800-259-9231. Oh, it is that time again. Time for a little immigration email. Game on.
Oh, boy.
Because whenever the immigration issue comes up on the show, it usually results... I mean, it's very rare that someone will... very rare issue on the show that someone will tap out an email immediately after we talk about it. But immigration pretty much guarantees an email. If we talk immigration, especially on the Saturday show, somebody who's hearing us for the very first time gets very, very upset at what we have to say and writes an email.
We have a belief system that is it's rare in America because
you mean principled?
Well, you can call it what you wish.
Yeah.
More or less, both Republicans and Democrats agree that we need to stem the tide of illegal immigrants coming across our southern border. They'll use different kind of reasons: our culture, jobs, terrorists.
It's an invasion.
They'll start
leprosy.
Start talking about diseases.
They kill dogs. Drug dealers.
They'll dehumanize the immigrants coming.
They're murderers.
Whereas we believe that free people should be able to move across borders freely.
But we also believe in private property.
Right.
So if you've got private property, you don't want people moving across it. Well, you should be able to have them not move across your
we
private property.
We also don't believe in social programs like welfare or public schools or anything like that, where immigrants that want free things can come across the border and just soak up all the free stuff.
That's not what this country was supposed to be about.
I don't see any reason why I should have to pay to, for the education of an illegal immigrant or the education of
my neighbor,
somebody out in California or any of that stuff.
Exactly.
You had a kid, you should educate that child. It should be your responsibility.
No doubt about it. Let's jump into the email from Randy. He says, I listened to your show from March 8th, and I must take issue with your utopian ideas regarding immigration. First, let's define immigration. The legal process one engages to move their allegiance from one political jurisdiction to another political jurisdiction.
Well, that's a convenient little definition that includes legal. Why is it that a person needs to have the permission of bureaucrats and politicians to be able to move from one location to the next? I mean, as a human being, don't I have the right to travel? To move from one place to another? Haven't humans always been able to do just that? Aren't we endowed by our Creator with these sorts of rights? Now, I'll admit, I shouldn't be able to just tromps through your living room, but...
Well, that's private property.
But when you're talking about right-of-ways and that kind of thing, shouldn't free people be able to move about?
Yeah, and what is the term political jurisdiction anyway? Can you define that for me?
Well, it's the biggest gang in the area controls a particular plot of land.
So
the gang says, this is our turf, and if you come on our turf, you've got to have our permission.
So he says that immigration is a legal process to move your allegiance from one political jurisdiction to another political jurisdiction. Well, what if I don't have an allegiance to a political jurisdiction? I don't believe I have an allegiance to any politician or any governmental system or jurisdiction, whatever that is. I believe that I'm a free man, and that if I want to move my free self somewhere else, I should be free to do that. I don't need to ask government permission. I don't need to ask their permission, because who the hell are they?
They are the biggest gang around.
Well, exactly. Let me continue to email. He says, the key word is allegiance. Your contention that everyone should be free, he puts that in quotes, to go wherever they want, whenever they want, including crossing international borders unannounced, defies not only law in every nation on this planet, but the construct of social structure. You are advocating migratory anarchy and total lack of allegiance. If we lived on a planet of universal love, that might work, but we all must admit our planet is currently the world of universal deceit.
Well, he certainly thinks that his neighbors are bad people. and I'll admit that if you believe in the philosophy of liberty, you really do have to believe that other people are pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe the world's a big, scary place where other people are out to get you, like, maybe the philosophy of liberty won't work for you very well. However, if you do believe that, then what you're doing is you're entrusting, you're creating this big weapon, this weapon called government, and you're entrusting it to the people that would rule. And those people, to me, are the biggest and scariest of all.
Absolutely.
Some people that want to come across the border and wash our dishes and cut our lawns, they don't scare me.
Nope.
Whereas...
I've met some of them. They're real nice.
The giant bureaucratic mess that we're creating with controlling illegal immigrants with internal checkpoints. By internal, I mean inside the United States. Not at the border.
50 miles north of the border.
Inside the border, they stop you and ask you what your citizenship is. And I assume they take the opportunity to look in your car window and... I don't know, see if you got a joint or whatever it is that they do at these checkpoints. They also require businesses to fill out all kinds of paperwork.
Yeah, and it's just
to the point
worse.
Where you essentially have to hire somebody to handle, or at least in the very near future, we'll have to hire somebody to simply handle your immigration status of all your employees, mm-hmm. which, of course, costs more. I mean, you know, that costs money, and then that money is passed on to the consumer, me. And
imagine what will happen if
the bureaucrats on the other side, that's taxes, that costs are passed on to me. And, you know, you propose this real big system that stinks so badly that you've got to force me to pay for it.
And what happens if you, in your business that you mentioned, Mark, what happens if the person who's filling out that immigration paperwork forgets to cross the right T's and dot the right I's?
Oh, God, you're in big trouble.
You've got a raid on your hands.
They do. They're raiding businesses. Government agents, immigration agents are raiding businesses here in America looking for illegal immigrants. They're separating families. This crap just won't do.
But Mark,
I don't want guys in jackboots and helmets saying, papers, please. Not in America.
It's happening.
It's absolutely
it's happening
America.
Right now.
It's absolutely happening. And when this doesn't work, when illegal immigrants aren't stopped by the measures that we put in place, because government fails at just about everything
sure.
it does, what are we going to do next? Is it going to be house-to-house searches? Knocks on doors? Excuse me. We have to look in here for illegal immigrants. I'm going to have to ask you to allow me inside to look for illegal immigrants.
We've had people tell us they'd be A-okay with that and be fine by them. Scary stuff.
And as far as I'm concerned, you know, those people would question my patriotism in allowing people to come across the border, but I've got to question those people's patriotism. If you aren't asking the government questions... If you just let the government put together a police force and go from house to house, you know, I got to question your patriotism, because you don't sound like the founding fathers that
like a pathetic loser
that put together the Third Amendment that said no soldier shall in any time of peace be quartered in any house without consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner prescribed by the law. Does that sound like the kind of person that trusted a bunch of armed government employees?
800-259-9231. You're welcome to chime in on this. I've only gotten through his first paragraph, Mark. He's got a lot more to say about immigration, and we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself, because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-337-1442. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-337-1442. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com, that's SPYVILLE.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal. Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listened to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL, C-A-I. We continue with the email here from Randy, very upset. How dare we advocate freedom to cross borders freely? Which, what are borders anyway beyond lines on a map?
Yeah, that's
lines,
all they are.
Lines in the sand. Let me continue, though, with his allegations here. He says, orderly society has long held that some form of government is necessary, and as such, that government is responsible to the governed. And if government has no idea who is residing within its political jurisdiction, how can it possibly be responsible at all? Well, you know, that's a nice little fantasy you're living in there, Randy. But I think if you just take a cursory glance at a few Supreme Court cases, you'll find out that government has no responsibility whatsoever. You might believe that the police's job, for instance, is to protect and serve you, because it says that on the side of their police cars. It must be true, right? Well, guess what? Turns out that the Supreme Court has ruled over and over again that no government agency has any obligation whatsoever to provide you with anything, especially right. Protection.
If that were so, I believe that there's some good men in the police force, and women too, that would throw themselves into the path of a flying bullet to save your life. However, they're usually not there, and if if it were so that they had an obligation to protect you, then if you got robbed at gunpoint, the government would be responsible for making you whole, and they're not. If you're robbed at gunpoint, you're just robbed. Maybe your insurance company might make you whole, depending on what kind of policy you have,
sure.
But the government isn't responsible.
Also, let's see. He says, orderly society has long held. Is that a little collectivism right there? I mean, to suggest that society can possibly have opinions? Sorry.
Society doesn't exist.
Right. There's no such thing as society.
He's got an opinion, and I've got an opinion, and they differ.
Right. There are voluntary associations of individuals, which is what a society is supposed to be. If you, you know, look up the definition of society, it's a voluntary association of individuals who have gotten together for a common purpose, and they can disband themselves at any old time. So to suggest that society says this or society does that is just, you're just living in a fantasy, I'm afraid.
Just supporting guys with guns that want to, you know, keep their jobs as bureaucrats and that kind of thing.
Right, and also, just because government has been around for the last, oh, I don't know, as long as we can remember, doesn't mean that it's necessary. That's a logical fallacy. Just because something has been a certain way in the past doesn't mean it necessarily should be that way or should remain that way into the future.
Well, I'm not saying that government should disappear overnight or anything like that, but
I'm not saying it should be overnight.
I think the immigration problem can be solved relatively quickly, even with a government. I don't think that, for one,
I would question
whether the Constitution actually gives it the power. You know, and I can't make the best argument for that. I'm no constitutional scholar, but why can't Florida make, Florida's being inundated with immigrants from all over the United States that are coming there and they're voting their way. As a matter of fact, I was a native of Florida. I lived in Sarasota and Manatee counties most of my life, and we were just wrought with little pink, wrinkly people with white hair from all over America. And they would come there and they would vote their way and they'd try to change the system for their little means and the devices. And why couldn't Florida make some rule?
Yeah, keep those old people out. Right?
I mean, why does it have to be the United States government that gets to decide who gets to go where?
Let me continue with Randy's email. He says, for centuries, mankind has struggled to determine what form of government is most functional. I believe the founders of the United States of America came as close to that ideal as has been found to date. Our problem is that we do not operate by their instruction and therefore have devolved into a lesser form of government.
He's taking it as a given that, the Constitution gives the United States of America the right to control immigration, and it really doesn't. If you read your Constitution, it's pretty specific.
It mentions naturalization, which is different.
It says that it can't control, you know, immigration into the original 13 states, and it's very convoluted. And the first control of immigration at all in the United States wasn't done until the 1870s. That tells me that if they didn't put any restriction on immigration until the 1870s, it took them 100 years to do that, that was a power that was granted by the Supreme Court with the ever-growing government. Government just wasn't that big and didn't control those things at that time, at the time that the Constitution was written.
He says, we don't operate by their instruction and therefore have devolved into a lesser form of government, and that is why our society is breaking down and the governed are disillusioned. Well, when he says we don't operate by their instruction, I presume he means the government people aren't operating by the instructions the Founding Fathers put forth, which, to suggest that, the Founding Fathers came as close to the ideal form of government as possible may be true. You know, this may be the best possible experiment in government in all history, but it's been a colossal failure, as all other governments have been, because, once again, people in search of power are not the people that are most likely to obey the rules.
Right. The Founding Fathers envisioned a limited central government, and we have basically an unlimited central government at this point. They control everything from our schools to the military to immigration, everything
to the food we eat. Sure.
I mean, yeah, the Food and Drug Administration
continues. The solution is not further devolvement; it's adherence to what made this country successful, which, according to him, is keeping people out. What? Freedom is not free.
Oh, absolutely. That this is we look. America has and all people in general have a long lineage of hating outsiders. Benjamin Franklin was writing about before we even penned, the founding fathers even penned the Declaration of Independence, how dangerous all the German immigrants were in Pennsylvania. He was scared of the Germans, and you know the Italians,
sauerkraut in
right. Irish were as bad as dogs. The Italians were a bunch of criminals. You know, we have heard it all. The Chinese people, they had laws against specifically just Chinamen immigrating to the United States. We are so blessed by the Asian people that have moved to this country. They work so hard.
All of the above. They're all wonderful.
Absolutely. But no one could dispute that the Asian people work their butts off.
Right.
And I say bring them on. Anybody who wants the American dream, bring them here.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what makes this country
great. What I
want to
do is I want to kick out the fascists.
Well,
but I can't get what I want either.
Okay, true. But that is what made this country great, Mark. The fact that people who were yearning for freedom could come somewhere and actually have a shot at making a better life for themselves, as opposed to living under some despot or dictatorship or
make a better life for themselves and make a better life for us all. Because
sure.
When you open a business and you're doing something to benefit other people,
and
that's how you make money.
They open businesses more often than regular Americans
right.
do, by the way. Freedom, he says, is not free from duties necessary to preserve that freedom, namely personal responsibility. Hey, I'm all in favor of responsibility.
Mm.
We've all heard the expression freedom of choice, says Randy. The root of freedom is the ability to exercise choice. And we've turned over much of our choice to government in contradiction to our founding documents. Well, I'll agree with him on that statement. Sure. In order to live in liberty, we must be responsible for ourselves, our actions, our livelihood, and for those new persons we bring into this world until they become responsible for themselves. Failure to be personally responsible eliminates any chance of having liberty, and part of being responsible is being a contributor to not a parasite, a contributor but not a parasite of your government. So I'll agree with all of that. Responsibility, personal responsibility, very critical to having liberty, no doubt about it. But then he says illegal aliens are parasites.
Illegal aliens are parasites?
How can you even make a claim like that? Okay, yes, there are some people that come here and they live off of the taxpayer dole.
So they're more parasitical than the people that living off the dole that we've set up.
But it's not even close to the majority.
This is the responsibility of the Americans that set up that system of the dole in the first place. Look, take your personal responsibility for having allowed this to happen, welfare to occur, public schools to occur. Don't blame it on the illegal immigrants.
Right. When I look at government, I see a bunch of white people. They're the ones that set up these wealth redistribution systems that you seem to hate so much, and I don't like them either. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's SACROWEDGY.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today, or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, by the way, 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Hey, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You know Amazon. They're the world's largest internet retailer. They sell pretty much everything. 41 categories to shop in, everything from used items to new items, the brands you trust, free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of stuff, and probably the best darn prices you'll find anywhere. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com, start your shopping through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a cut, and you'll get the stuff you need. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. We've got to get to these calls, but I want to finish this email here from Randy. He doesn't like immigrants. In fact, he believes that illegal aliens are parasites. Now, I don't know where, you know, I don't know where he gets this from, because the fact is, most people coming here, whether illegal or legal, are hardworking individuals who are looking for a better life for themselves.
And who, by their third generation, speak almost exclusively English.
Yep. So to suggest that they're all parasites just because they decide they don't want to jump through all the government paperwork and jump through the government's absurd hoops, that you just don't understand what it takes to become a legal immigrant in America. It's insane. I mean, there's an insane process of waiting, thousands of dollars in fees, endless reams of paperwork that could very easily just happen to get lost, and then you have to start all over from scratch again?
All of it intended, really, to just dissuade people from coming to the United States,
right,
which I don't want to. I want them to come here. I want them to work hard, and I want them to achieve just like my ancestors did.
He says they're not contributors, they're parasites, and they're not being responsible in any way, as they are being selfish. Selfish in that they go and they work
they
on a hot
freedom.
Roof all day. Selfish right. in that they're washing dishes in the back of your favorite restaurant. Selfish in that they're, you know, laying asphalt and doing the, you know, landscaping work and things that you would probably never want to do with your time.
Picking food.
He says jumping our borders, good for them, no matter how much strain it puts on their host nation and its responsible taxpayers. Good for them and bad for us. Is clearly no deal for any nation. In addition, illegal aliens have no allegiance to their host country. Allegianceless parasites invading the United States has created many of the social, economic, and governmental problems we face today in the United States. You know, how convenient for you, Randy, that you can just blame the problems that we have in America on the immigrants. Look, the government created most of the problems we have
you
today.
Know, they were
the
doing
States.
This with the Irish. They were doing it with the Italians. This same sick xenophobic philosophy has been around as long as there have been people around.
And the problems that you can find here, and one of the problems that he seems to be concerned with, and rightly so, is wealth redistribution. That problem was created by white people in government. Not immigrants. It wasn't immigrants that created the welfare programs.
Well,
you can blame your white next door neighbor.
Collectivist terms there with the white people in government, because it wasn't entirely white people in government.
But
however,
look at the Congress.
If he's concerned
it's
with
mostly
the taxpayers,
white guys.
It was mostly. But if he's concerned with these issues, you know, the taxpayer's burden, the taxpayer here in America has been lax in allowing their government to get so big and to have wealth redistribution programs.
Yep. So look to the government if you see all these problems, because it has created the problems. Immigrants are just coming here looking for a better life. If there's someone sucking off the teat of the state, you should blame the state for offering the teat.
Right. Let's get rid of the teat. Let's, you know, let's take the bowl of the saucer of milk out and stop blaming the stray cats for coming and wanting to lap out of it.
And also, you can really tell what kind of a nationalist this guy is, I mean, with his concern over allegiance. Look, I have no allegiance to the United States, and I live in America.
Oh, I love the United States, and however, I think that the government itself has been
the United States is the government
by the United States, America. It's all the same to me. The government has been corrupted by politicians who want to make programs that benefit their friends and punish their enemies.
Why would I want to have allegiance to those people? Why would I want to have allegiance to anything that goes on in Washington, D.C.? I have allegiance to the principles of liberty and freedom.
As far as I'm concerned, that makes one a patriot, because yeah. Those are the concepts that the country was founded on, not xenophobia.
He says, do you need more reason to be against illegal aliens being allowed to sap our resources, vote in our elections, and diminish our way of life? It's clear that government created this condition purposely to enact legislation that further restricts citizens' liberty and enhance government's power and control. I agree we must resist new legislation that inhibits our liberty, but I disagree with the concept that we don't need to enforce our borders. Borders, language, and culture define a nation!
Excellent. Where is Michael Savage? I just heard him.
Why do you think authority is working so hard to ignore our borders, abandon our language, and
dilute
our culture?
Because they benefit from it. Because politics is about punishing your enemies and rewarding your friends. And the big businesses do benefit off of illegal immigration, because illegal immigrants are little more than slaves. When I can report somebody working to me to the authorities and they get arrested, they are essentially bound to me. It's servitude, and it's wrong.
So he says that... He says here that the government created the condition. He says he doesn't like it when people's liberties are restricted.
He's a conflicted man.
Right. In one breath, he says, oh, yeah, we should oppose these restrictions on liberty. And then in the next sentence, he says that he wants to enforce the borders.
You can't have it both ways.
You cannot.
The only way you can have liberty, I'm sorry, but this is just true. The only way you can have liberty for yourself is to give it to other people. And that includes the dirty Mexicans across the border.
And it includes my freedom to cross that border without being molested by these government
without
goons.
Having a bunch of fences like Sean Hannity wants to build. I heard him talking to Jesse Ventura. He proposed fences all across the southern and all across the northern border.
It's crazy.
It sounds like Berlin.
And Ventura was right when he said that was the Berlin Wall.
And people call in and call Sean Hannity a great American? Sean Hannity's a fascist.
Yeah, he's a jackboot. Your insinuation that calling people illegal aliens is saying they're illegal people is ridiculous. Is a bank robber an illegal person? No, they're a person who's committed an illegal act. No. Let's get something clear. There's a difference between a bank robber and someone who crossed the border. Yes, both are technically illegal, but only one of those acts involves a property rights violation. A bank robber is stealing something. Person crossing the border? They're just looking for a new way of life.
Yeah.
So those things should not be illegal.
Someone is hurt and, you know, they are made lesser by a bank robber. They are not hurt or made lesser by an illegal immigrant.
In the same way that someone smoking a joint in their den at the end of the day is technically illegal. But it shouldn't be, because no one is being harmed. There's no victim. He says, we're not saying this person is illegal. We're saying there are people who've committed crimes, illegal acts that violate our laws. Well, they're not my laws. I didn't write them, and I don't want them around. So they haven't violated anything for me. I want them around here, please. I want New Hampshire to secede and open its borders to anybody who wants to come here and make a better life for themselves. That's what I want.
Good people disobey bad laws. In the same way that the Underground Railroad transported slaves against the law, escaped slaves away from tyranny, in the same way, good people disobey bad laws.
I guess
and
this guy
would have... that.
I mean, if this guy believes in the law as much as he pretends to believe in the law, then he would have supported, burning the Jews in ovens back in Nazi Germany.
It's
it was the law.
The law. I mean, what about the Indians and the atrocities that occurred there? Japanese Americans interned in World War II? All kinds of things have been done in the name of the law. The law is not moral, my friend. It's some words written on paper by those in power at the time.
Yeah, usually written by a bunch of control freak sickos. Anyway, he finally says, the basis of your show's fantastic. Well, thanks for that. But don't alienate those of us who see the flood of illegal aliens entering
our country. I'm not alienating you. I'm telling you what's right. I'm telling you what's moral. You can choose to be alienated by conversation about morality or not. You can be upset when I say that your system of governance is immoral, but that's your choice, not mine.
He says,
welcome as a listener. Please listen, and you will see that the concepts of liberty are consistent, and they are just.
He says that they're an invading force that's encouraged to be here by our government for the sole purpose of creating a climate where the government can pass laws that destroy our liberty. You really believe the government wouldn't be passing liberty-infringing legislation if it weren't for people coming here from other countries?
Right. That's just an excuse that they use. And it's one more reason why you need to take that excuse away from them.
He says illegal...
And by the way, invaders, if you're going to define things, invaders come with helmets and guns. Mexicans coming across our border to work in our restaurants and in our yards, they are not invaders.
They are my friends. I like them. They do good work, and they do it cheap. He says illegal aliens are here against the law, and they must leave in order to secure our freedom. If they desire to be here, they must demonstrate law-abiding character, allegiance to our nation, respect our borders, understanding of our language, and a willingness to assimilate into our culture, not defiance of our borders, ignorance of our language, and insistence to you. We adopt the culture of their former homeland. Multiculturalism is a disingenuous farce. Well, I just have to disagree.
I have to disagree.
Yep.
Sorry. And
I want to live free, and I want everyone else to live free, too. Come here to New Hampshire and live free with us.
I don't see how anyone is hurt by people choosing to speak their native tongue. I don't.
Nope.
Maybe I don't understand them in the line at Disney World, but so what?
Come here,
spend your money, work hard, welcome.
I go to Chinese restaurants where I can barely understand a word they say, but they give me my General Tso's chicken, they take my money, and everything works out just fine. No problem.
They know what pepper steak means.
More
they know what
up.
Coca-Cola means.
You can take control of the airwaves. And like you said, Mark, a couple generations later, they speak fluent English.
Mm-hmm.
More on the way. Hour 3 is coming up. If you're on hold, we will get to your calls. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.